Now, I'm delighted to be joined by John McDonald from the Northside Partnership. Good morning, John, and welcome to the programme.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
John, a GoFundMe page for Good Grub. Tell me about it, because it sounds like something that a lot of people might be in need of, because I saw a funny thing doing the rounds on WhatsApp during the lockdown. All I want to do is eat and lose weight, and I think a lot of people may not have been eating the right food.
Oh, definitely. A good lot. I'd say the majority of us haven't been eating the right food, I'd say. We were approached by Dennis O'Reilly, who received a donation of fruit and veg from Begley's Fruit and Veg Market. And basically, following the success of the vegetable packs, he set up a Good Grub page with the aim of getting the vegetable packs out to the families while the schools were off. So we thought then that was a great idea to get involved and get in touch with some of the organisations that we'd be linking in with, like, so to get the vegetable packs to the vulnerable families, like.
And, Johnny, how do you go about drawing up the list of, and I don't really want to dwell too much on this, but I'm asking the question with a view to a further one. How do you, we'll say, prioritise people? Where do you get your list of the people who should get these deliveries?
Well, basically, we've linked in with the organisations such as Esther, Tusla, Dorsbury, Darrendale, Chicken, Trav Act, Dublin North Bay Housing Group, Edenmore Residence Group. So those, we've linked in with those. So those are kind of a much more idea of who'd be most vulnerable and who'd be, like, in need of the packs more than others, like, if you can decide who's entitled them or not, I don't know. But so, like, we've linked in with those, like, so those would have a list of probably people that would be availing those services anyway.
And I would presume as well, Johnny, that there's a lot of schools maybe that would have been doing the meals for children, etc., that they may also be a source of, we'll say, listings for you?
Absolutely. And I've also linked in with a school here in Coolock, Clash to Doolock. And we also deliver those vegetable packs out to the families that are in the area as well. So they have a list up as well. The schools have a list up. So we are delivering to them kids that will be off school and families that have been in the area as well. So we get a list off the schools, like, and we get a list off those organisations as well.
Yeah, it's a fabulous initiative, John. Tell me, at the moment, now, I presume that the answer to this question is predicated on the supply of food that you have. But at the moment, how many homes can you service or visit or deliver to?
Well, we get every Thursday, we do a delivery, like, from door to door deliveries, and we get 200 vegetable packs, and we divide those up as best we can through the organisations I've just mentioned. But also, I personally go out and deliver them door to door, like, with the list I get from the schools, or the list I get from the organisations here as well.
So, is that 200 homes you can visit, John, or is it just that you get?
Well, I get the list of 112, I think it is, deliveries, and then the rest then gets divided into those organisations, like, so they could dispatch them themselves, like.
That is
fabulous. I deliver over 100 families, like.
That is absolutely fabulous. And tell me this, John, this is the first question I should have asked you. When did this start?
This started basically as soon as the lockdown kicked in, everybody kind of got together, and this virtual pack came available, like, and came up. So basically I had, with the lockdown, everybody was decided to work from home. I had a few days that I was quite in the office, so I decided to volunteer that take up a drive and stuff while I had a few quiet days, make the most of it, like, you know.
So what are we talking there, then, Johnny? We're talking sort of the third, fourth week of March, or are we into April when this started?
No, near enough. I'd say near enough at the end of. I'd say enough. Yeah, March. Definitely March.
So from the end of March to the first week in May, you're up to 112 plus whatever the organisations can deliver as well in that short of time.
Yep, they're up. That's straight away this they came available, and then straight away then we got them out to the fan bin and stuff. Yeah, this was near enough. This near enough was one of the first things going.
That is phenomenal. Mm. I have to say, to get up to that level of deliveries in that short space of time, that is phenomenal.
Yeah, no, I do the deliveries, but the amount of work that's gone in behind the scenes, like with all the workers here in the partnership, like, has been fantastic. Like, so they do all the hard work, and I let them look after all the paperwork, so, and I do the delivery.
And when you say then, Johnny, that there's a team behind you there in the Northside Partnership, without naming names, because when you start that, you inevitably forget somebody.
Yeah, I've been here all day, and I'll probably forget people as well.
How many are you talking about in the GoFundMe or the Good Grub team, we'll call it that for the want of a better expression? How many are in that team along with yourself?
Well, I'd say at least 5 or 6, and there's probably more. But that's what I'm dealing with on direct basis. Like, there's two ones in particular, like, that have been, well, Kathy has been very, she herself and kind of Karen and reception kind of look after me with the list and stuff. And have everything sorted out for me, so it makes my job easier as well.
And I think, Johnny, that every one of you, and I mean, I couldn't speak highly enough of the Northside Partnership. I regard them extremely highly, because you can appreciate we talk to a lot of organisations here, but I just think that the work you do is phenomenal, and I mean, this is something else. I mean, to get up to that level of interaction and to be able to do that in such a short space of time with such a small team, that is phenomenal. Tell me, what's the reaction like on the doorsteps from the people that you're delivering to?
The reaction is brilliant. I there's one woman in particular, her name is Teresa Kelly from Edenmore, and she's a volunteer for the residence group. And she's the woman that I really have the most kind of communication with, because I leave her delivery to last, so, because we have a good bit of a chat and stuff. She's kind of the one that I've kind of got a relationship from this lockdown. She's basically, as you said, she's a volunteer for the residence group. She runs a charity shop called Help and Hands as well, that hasn't been able to open since the lockdown.
But I can assure you, we know Teresa well here. I have met her on numerous occasions.
So I won't have to. Yeah, yeah.
And she's a force of nature, that woman.
Absolutely. Hard to go with as well, Charles, yeah.
No. I mean, the reaction has all been positive. Again, John, without going into too much detail on this, and I'm only asking you to answer it anecdotally if you want to. Do you think that maybe there are a lot of people to whom you are delivering who may not have had or have had access to this type of quality food prior to this initiative?
Yeah, well, see, the thing what I take over as well is that you're delivering out to families that are probably, and especially some of the older people as well, that are being in lockdown and they're locking themselves away and stuff. And they're not able to get out, and they mightn't have people to go to the shops for them and stuff. So this, like, it's just a small bit of, I suppose, a bit of help, like, that they could be desperately needing, you know. So looking at that, that's the way I kind of look at it myself.
Now, bearing in mind, John, that we are in even though you wouldn't think it if you were out and about, we are still in what can be loosely termed lockdown. Yes, some of the restrictions were lifted yesterday, but I mean, the restrictions that were lifted, we shouldn't have seen the amount of people out and about that are out and about. And I think a lot of people are taking it based on the figures that this is passed and it's over. And I think it would be highly irresponsible of us if we gave that impression, because it's far from over. With that in mind, John, how long do you intend to keep this initiative going?
Well, we can keep it going until the funding runs out, basically. That's as long as we can keep it going. Like, Good Group continued an online campaign, like, to keep the funding going. So until the families are back in school, I think that's as far as I know. But they're going to keep it going. Like, but going back to what you were saying about the restrictions being eased and the lockdown gone away. I think that the people have a bit more responsibility as well, though, because it's the older people that are our number one targets for this virus, and I don't think people take that into consideration.
Sorry, John, can you just say that again? There was a slight dropout in the line there.
Yeah, sorry, I was just saying, going back to your question about the easing of the lockdown and stuff and the amount of people that have been out on the streets and stuff. I don't think it's fair, and the younger people like myself taking advantage of the easing restrictions, because it's the older people that are number one tags for this virus and stuff. And I think we should take those into consideration as well.
Well, definitely, and, you know, I mean, the same sort of rules and regulations apply today as applied on Sunday. I mean, what I would do is I would encourage people, before they take up the keys of the car or before they open the door of the house, just stop for 10 seconds and think, do I really need to go out to do this? Is this journey absolutely necessary? And if it isn't, then just stay at home. It's a simple rule at home there. John, with that in mind, how can people get involved and how can they support this initiative?
Well, basically, they can log on to the website, which is goodgrub.ie, and follow the link, like, to the GoFundMe page, like. So that's how people can keep going, like, and get involved if they want to get involved with of what we're doing, like, on funding and stuff. As I said, we can keep going as long as the funding is there, so.
And again, of course, with the good graces of the companies that are supplying you. So I suppose, John, in fairness, it's only right and proper that we should give a shout out to companies who are supplying the Good Grub appeal. So if you want to use this platform to thank them, please feel free.
Yeah, well, Begley's fruit and veg market, like that's who's been giving us the fruit and veg, like, to make it available, the packs available to deliver to the families. Without those, we wouldn't be able to do it.
Well, we, on behalf of everybody in the area, we would like to express our gratitude to Begley's Fruit and Veg. Donegal Company, I think, if memory serves me right. Now, I could be wrong on that, but I'm open to correction, but I have a feeling that they are originally Donegal Company. John, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Well done to you and to the Northside Partnership on this initiative. I was going to say long may it continue, but you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean, yeah. It's the best of a bad situation, I suppose.
Well, it is, and I mean, it is an amazing thing. And when we all come out of this and return to whatever passes for normal, I'm just talking to the likes of you and various other people in various other organisations. I have a feeling that we may have maybe a slightly stronger sense of community, and, you know, some of the initiatives and some of the things we've seen in communities around the area and around the country, it would give you hope for the future.
Yeah, well, I suppose the thing that I take over is all the, before there's all the material stuff that we thought mattered, which really didn't, and all the things we take for granted, like, you know. I suppose it brought a bit of sense of more community work back and more people getting back in the community and stuff, looking after your neighbours and looking after the elderly as well, which was kind of missing for a while. I suppose that's the positive that we can take out of it, like, but we shouldn't, I suppose, as human beings, wait for something to go wrong for to look out for each other and do what's best for people who's next door or your neighbours who need help and stuff, so.
Well, I thoroughly agree with you, John, and let us hope that when all this passes, because it will pass and it will be over, that we haven't forgotten and don't forget the good that has come out of it and that we can continue with that. John McDonald from the Northside Partnership, from the GoFundMe for Good Grub appeal. John, thank you so much for joining me this morning, and a huge thanks to Sarah Classy for organising that interview. Sarah, of course, from the Northside Partnership. John, thanks a million for joining me.
Thank you very much for having me. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye. Now, isn't that just a wonderful initiative, folks? That really is. And it's very, very important at a time like this, particularly for those of you who are still at home and not back to work or not going out and about, that you do eat properly. Eat, yes, but eat properly. And trust me, I'm the very last person that can talk about it, because I have a track warden on the floor going backwards and forwards to the fridge for the last couple of weeks. But However, we will take matters in hand, as they say.